Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen up. It's me. You're listening to A Little of This, A Little of That with You Found Brian, and here I am. I'm here to tell you all about the wonders of McDonald's. I don't know why I want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about the menu. We got McDonald's. We got McMax. We got a Big Mac. I'm sure there's secretly on a secret menu somewhere something called the McMac, and now I want it. But McDoubles, McChickens, the McEverythings, okay? McEverythings are probably like a sweet snack, like chocolate-dipped French fries or something. I kind of wish that existed. McEverythings, you know, they're chicken. They're French fries, they're burgers, all dipped in chocolate. I don't know, it's McDonald's, it would be disgusting and good at the same time. It's like McFlurry dipped chocolate, hardened over time with aged cheddar. Gross. It got disgusting in my head. What is it with McDonald's? Why is it that burger taste that you go and get, that, like, am I eating beef? They say it's beef. Sometimes I don't believe it. Other times, I'm eating the burger, and I'm like, I just don't care what I'm eating. And I'm sure everybody's had those moments where you're like, oh man, I just want McDonald's. If you eat McDonald's, that is. But sometimes I'm just like, nah, I don't even want McDonald's. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, if I eat a regular burger, if I made myself a hamburger, I eat it, and then I feel full, right? If I eat a McDonald's burger, I don't feel full after. What is that? Why am I dealing with that? Like, when I could eat probably, I mean, obviously their patties are a lot thinner. So it's kind of like, what am I eating? Is it the bun? Does the bun make you hungry? Is it the patty? Is there something mixed in with it that makes you hungrier? I feel like the same thing happens to me when I eat Doritos. Like, you eat Doritos, and then you get the, if you've ever done what I've done, where you're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden you're like, oops, I ate the bag, the whole bag is gone. You want more Doritos. And the cheese, I found out, was actually designed to make you feel that way. And honestly, that genius, good for you. Like, it works. Cheetos, I don't feel that way when I eat Cheetos. And maybe it's just because it's like a puff. Like, I don't like puffs as much as chips, but what is this weird, like, cheesy craving that I have, all right? That's what weirds me out. And then, on top of that, the French fries. I have yet to have been able to make a French fry that's close to McDonald's. And I know you're probably like, hey, why would you want to do that? I'm trying so that I could just, like, whip up McDonald's fries myself. Why wouldn't you want to be able to, like, imitate flavors? I've almost narrowed down a Pizza Hut crust recipe that's pretty darn close. It's not my more frequent pizza crust because, obviously, I don't want to eat Pizza Hut all the time. But working very heavily just to get, like, that fast food flavor, so you can have, like, control over what generally goes into your food, it makes you feel kind of powerful in my mind. I feel like, why not? And on top of that, you really know what's going in it. If you can make a food that tastes like another food, especially fast food, like, you probably are a master chef at that point. I feel like people put up recipes where they're like, this will taste like your favorite golden pickle recipe. It'll taste like Tallulah's amazing chocolate cannolis. And you're just like, you make them, and then you're like, wow, this is exactly not what I thought it would taste like. This doesn't taste like anything I thought it would taste like. I feel betrayed. You spent maybe an hour, maybe a half hour, and here we are. It is not what we hoped for. So, we started at McDonald's, we ended at cooking, okay? This is important because you need to remember, a little of this, a little of that has a whole lot of who knows what in it. And the point I'm trying to make is, if you make things, it can help you do stuff. I'm leaving that in there. It's not that you have to make things, but the general gist is, you know, sometimes you might not want to go outside, and you might want to be like, I don't trust, like, isn't it odd to you that when you go to McDonald's, they have that specific flavor, and then for some reason, no one can make it taste exactly like that? Like, there's got to be a reason, and usually it's like, you're missing an ingredient, and then it's like, what chemical are you putting in there? Or what kind of chocolate are you not telling me is in there? Or maybe you're just dumping caffeine into the bread. Someone once told me that they thought caffeine was in the bread. I don't know if that's true, but if it is that a good thing? Should bread have caffeine? I don't know. I mean, if you go to the store, you can probably buy a bun. If you just go get like a Fryhofer's bun, it's basically the same bun as a McDonald's bun. Like the basic hamburger. But the burger, the actual burger, that's the secret sauce for some reason. What is that? What is it made of? Am I eating cat? I don't know. Anyway, it perplexes me to this day. I'm sure it perplexes somebody else. I'm sure they're wondering all about this. Somebody's trying to figure it out, and you know what? Maybe one day we will. If I find out what it is and I don't like it, I'd probably, you know, I don't question what's in a hot dog, but I still eat it. If I knew what was in a hot dog, and I have a kind of like rough idea because someone told me, but then my brain blocked it out because it wanted hot dogs more, I think that's what would happen here. They'd be like, oh, it's, you know, we use recycled rhinoceros leg. And then they'll be like, wow, okay, I'm gonna go to McDonald's because you made me hungry for that cheeseburger. Because my brain is just like, reward me now that you've heard the words. That's how, like, oblivious my mind can be. And maybe I would eat it less. But yeah, you know, what is that burger made of? So, thanks for listening. I'm Newfound Brian. Hopefully I made you think about something. Good night, everybody.